Women have made tremendous strides in the workplace, yet the statistics remain sobering. With only 3.8% of Fortune 500 companies led by female CEOs, and women earning just 77 cents for every dollar men make in equivalent positions, something is clearly holding women back. Beyond external discrimination lies a powerful internal barrier, the nice girl syndrome. From childhood, females are conditioned to be polite, friendly, and relationship-focused. Breaking these patterns often results in social punishment, pushing many back into behaviors that limit their professional growth. The journey from nice girl to successful woman isn't about becoming aggressive, it's about becoming effective. This transformation requires moving from unconscious incompetence, not knowing what you're doing wrong, to unconscious competence, when new behaviors become second nature. Work is a game with rules, boundaries, winners, and losers. Many women never learn to be competitive and avoid thinking of work as a game altogether. A fundamental mistake is pretending it's not a game at all, approaching work as an event where everyone comes together to play nicely, creating win-lose situations where they become the losers. Women tend to play it safe, staying within perceived boundaries rather than using the entire playing field. By restricting ourselves to safe territory, we limit our effectiveness. The rules and boundaries differ between men and women. The same statement can be received differently depending on who says it. Women, especially women of color, must operate within much narrower boundaries. These boundaries also vary between industries. What's valued in entertainment might be rejected in defense. One of the most damaging patterns is the constant desire to be liked. There's a crucial difference between being liked and being respected. The little girl inside wants to be liked, but we can't let this overshadow our rational adult side. Women tend to apologize excessively, even for circumstances beyond their control. A more effective approach is to remain diplomatic without accepting blame. I forwarded the email immediately. If you'd like me to check receipt in the future, I'd be happy to. Another common pitfall is minimizing achievements. Instead of responding to compliments with, "It was nothing," or "I just got lucky," simply say, "Thank you, I'm pleased with it too," to acknowledge success without seeming arrogant. Sharing too much personal information too quickly can backfire. An employee who revealed personal troubles during criticism was subsequently seen as less stress resistant. Share enough to appear human, but maintain discretion. Helping others excessively leads to being seen as a tool rather than a leader. Distinguish between genuine helping, providing support for self-sufficiency, and being used when you work harder than others. Many women avoid office politics, considering it beneath them. But politics is simply how organizations function. It's about relationships and reciprocity. By refusing to engage, women remove themselves from the game entirely. How you think about your work is essential to stopping self-sabotage. One critical shift is moving from employee thinking to partnership thinking. The modern workplace needs partners who help achieve broader goals, not just people who complete assigned tasks. The myth of work-life balance holds many women back. For those aiming high, perfect balance doesn't exist. Instead, focus on life-work integration. Women can have it all, but not all simultaneously. Better approaches include releasing guilt, prioritizing quality over quantity, and being fully present in whatever you're doing. Women often pride themselves on working miracles, meeting impossible deadlines with limited resources. They expect recognition for this effort, not realizing they're constantly raising performance expectations. The solution? Manage expectations, create realistic schedules, and ask for help when needed. Remember that project responsibility means ensuring work gets done, not doing everything yourself. Unlike women, men typically delegate immediately when given new projects. Delegation demonstrates management ability and earns greater appreciation. Like Coca-Cola and Nike, you must market yourself as a brand. A successful brand requires both quality and effective marketing. Your workplace is your market, and you are the product. Without a defined brand, you can't market yourself successfully. Women often diminish their roles with phrases like, "I just manage a law office," or "I'm only an administrative assistant." This conveys shame rather than pride. Every job in every organization is necessary. Be proud of your work. Many women remain invisible, working as busy bees who ensure everything runs smoothly without stepping into the spotlight. Increase visibility by chairing meetings, giving presentations, writing articles, and expressing ideas during meetings. Women frequently surrender their ideas without claiming ownership. When you give away an idea, you lose self-respect. Ensure you're heard by asking follow-up questions, speaking confidently, and acknowledging when someone repeats your contribution. Ideas have market value. Accumulate enough, and you'll build capital you can leverage later. The best ideas fail without credible communication. Dr. Albert Mehrabian found only 7% of credibility comes from your words, 38% from your voice, and 55% from appearance. Women often phrase statements as questions, projecting uncertainty. Make declarative statements instead, asking for opinions only after presenting your proposal. Avoid unnecessary preambles. Start with your conclusion rather than excessive context. Brevity signals confidence. Make your point with two or three supporting remarks, then stop. Speaking too quickly suggests insecurity. By slowing down, you signal your message deserves attention. Practice deliberate speaking. Remembering your contribution is valuable. Appearance dramatically affects professional perception. Without a professional look, your competence won't be recognized regardless of intelligence. How you occupy space communicates confidence. The more space you take, the more confident you appear. During presentations, many women stand still without gesturing, appearing submissive. Many women weren't taught effective gesturing, having learned to be reserved. Effective gestures should flow naturally from your message, taking up space by moving your arms outward. Head tilting signals uncertainty. Use this posture consciously when listening or showing empathy, not when delivering important points. Transforming from a nice girl to a successful woman requires focused effort. Identify 3 to 5 key self-sabotaging behaviors through self-observation and trusted colleague feedback, rather than attempting too many changes simultaneously. Create a personal development plan with specific, measurable goals and timelines. Replace vague intentions like speak up more with concrete objectives, such as contribute 2 substantive comments in every team meeting this month. Track your progress regularly. Remember, the opposite of a nice girl isn't a mean woman, it's a successful woman who maintains positive relationships while achieving her goals. Nice girls seek approval. Successful women act strategically for specific outcomes. Initial discomfort when changing ingrained behaviors is normal. Counter anxiety about being assertive or guilt when declining work by celebrating small wins and focusing on your larger career goals. By systematically addressing these self-sabotaging patterns, you're claiming your rightful place at the table. The corner office awaits those committed to this transformation journey.